So from what you have observed in Antalya, is it possible that the deadly Paris attack will to some extent change the agenda of the G20 meeting?
As a representative of a Chinese think tank, we were invited to attend the first day of the T20 level and as well as the Global Policy Platform conference. And in this conference, they invited a lot of leading politicians, including the Turkey Vice Premier and Foreign Minister of Argentina. Most of them expressed mourning for the Paris attack. I think in some perspectives, the attack in Paris influenced a little bit the agenda of the G20 in Antalya. But on the other hand, according to my observe of the first day, I think most of the G20 leaders in Antalya, they still keep the traditional ways of the G20. That is this year's main topic. Implementation, inclusiveness, innovation, investment, something like that. So I think the influence of the attack in Paris to G20 is limited.
As you have mentioned, this year's G20 Antalya Summit focuses on the inclusive and sustainable growth of the global economy. Meanwhile, China has just released its 13th five-year plan to boost the country's slowing economy. So what kind of specific role can we expect China to play in terms of global economic growth and investment?
Yes, China economy nowadays feels a lot of slowdown pressure. But the problem is, even that, China still the most contributing countries for the world. Because as you may know, that China contributed one-third growth percentages for the world economies. This is my second day in Antalya. So every participant I met, they all expressed their gratitude to the Chinese economic contribution. I think more and more countries will focus on the China function. A lot of participants will expect the speech of President Xi Jinping, and they are very careful about what President Xi Jinping is talking about.
And lastly, it's been confirmed that China will host the 2016 G20 meeting, but no details have been released so far. So can we expect any concrete plans for the next year's summit to come out?
Next year's summit, I think China's economic slowdown pressure is still the one of the main focus from the world. So I think the most important thing that is China have to communicate with other countries about why China's economy slowed down. Simultaneously, quantity of the economy have been improved. So I think tomorrow President Xi will have a very important speech about G20 next year. He will listen the other countries' leaders' suggestions. Mm-hmm. G20 is one kind of the international democracy. So China has his own plan, but any plan, we have to cooperate with others.